weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. A fine day with patchy cloud and lengthy sunny periods. High-level cloud arriving later in the day but staying dry. Feeling warmer than on Tuesday with light westerly winds. Maximum temperature 20 degrees Celsius.
Food and drink show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
When Phil came in and convinced us that we shouldn't be doing that anymore, it is a bit cheeseworthy.
It's not too bad.
Okay, we'll do it. Good afternoon and welcome to the Food and Drink Show with me, Foodie.
And me, Drinky.
Yeah, exactly. Not doing that anymore. That's done. Thank you for joining us. Great show for you today. But the title of today's show, as per our Facebook page, it's all about the pies. Pies, pies, and more pies.
Mm.
Because Lancashire is known for its pies.
Yeah.
We've got two great makers, pie producers.
Pie producers.
Pie producers.
We've got Callum and Gina down at Stables Pies. Whoop, yeah. Oh, honestly.
I do love a Stables pie. They're just so good.
Oh, that pork pie. Oh, my goodness. And maybe they've seen the Facebook post. And if they have, they could be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, they should be listening. Stables pie, yeah?
Yeah.
With a sweet onion and rhubarb chutney.
Oh.
How does that sound?
Oh.
So,
interesting.
The key to it is there is a tartness with rhubarb.
Yeah.
So the sweet onion adds that little bit of sweetness, but then the cider vinegar, because apples go with pork pie and apple, yeah?
Yeah.
It just works.
It does.
So I made a little bit of a taster for you.
All right. Oh.
Which we'll be tasting shortly, and I just want your thoughts on it. Yeah?
Mm. What do you think? Now, how did you sneak that one in?
Because I didn't have time to go down and get a pork pie from Gina and Callum. Because they're normally absolutely racked busy at this time of day, so I didn't get a chance to get on. But I want you to just taste the chutney and let me know what you think and how it would go with a pork pie.
Deal.
Time for a tune, I think. And can I have one of those, like, fancy coffees that you made for me? got to do the fast foodie stuff.
Yeah.
Because, little bit controversial. Because...
Is it though?
I think so, because I was that impressed.
Fair enough.
Honestly, I was that impressed. We were driving back, we'd been somewhere, I don't know where, and Morgs went, you know what, can't be bothered. Can we just have a quick Golden Arches? Yeah, of course we can.
Golden Arches.
So we flew in. What did you have? I can't remember.
Oh, I go for my usual combo.
Oh, you went for the usual combo. Triple Chesney.
A triple Chesney, mayo chicken and 20 chicken nuggets.
All to himself.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I went for the new burger. Remind me what it was called.
The Hat Trick.
Sorry. The Hat Trick Burger.
It's basically a quarter pounder patty, but three of them.
Three quarter pounder patties, right?
Yeah.
With cheese and onions and some kind of salad. And without doubt, the best thing they've ever, ever done. Because the patties weren't the normal cardboard thin things all dried out. They were thick, they were juicy, they were tender.
See, my thinking is we need to try it again and see if you get the same result. Or did we just have a fresh burger that they only just had to cook?
Yes, yeah, no, you're right. Well, that's one reason, isn't it?
Oh, no, we're going to have to go and get another one.
I am a bit peckish. I've not had any breakfast properly today, and I am a little bit peckish, thank
you. Brought donuts into the office earlier.
Yeah, we're just painting a horrible picture at the minute, and it's not going to get any better, because one of the things we're going to talk about now is, you know how I have a bugbear. Food tat.
Yeah, but it's a toss-up with food tat, innit?
Why?
You can have, some proper quality teas with it.
I know, but... I'm just not a fan of food tat, right? However, in walks Morgenstern, having done a little bit of a shop.
Yes.
And said, I've got you something that I know you like. Because there's a couple of sort of American-style restaurants, you know, the likes of, is it Benny and Jack's or whatever they're called, whatever. And not on that ice cream, innit? Oh, no, that's Benny and Jack's.
Oh, dear.
Look at his head.
You've
blown
my brain now. I don't even know what's going on.
Jack and... I don't know, whatever they...
Are you talking about Frankie and Benny?
That's the one!
Oh, jeez! Oh! Oh, no.
Sorry.
my brain.
Excuse me. Anyway, so he walks in, right, having seen these in the freezer department.
Yes.
Very rarely do we buy anything out the freezer.
No.
Anyway, they were those classic nibbles.
Mm.
The half jalapeno peppers stuffed with cream cheese and then breaded. Oh, my goodness.
See, and I got those ones because they aren't the usual where it's just cream cheese with diced jalapeno in it.
No, no, no.
It was like an actual jalapeno pepper with cream cheese inside of it.
Yeah. You know when you make that voice by, forcing your head back, say your esophagus, that's how you were talking then.
I got the ones I like the best, you know.
So that night, we had what we are calling the food tap tea, yeah?
Mm.
The FTT. So basically, we had those jalapeno peppers stuffed with cream cheese.
Yep.
Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this. Onion rings.
Yep.
Curly fries.
Yep. Tempura prawns.
Tempura prawns and sweet chili dip.
Oh, sweet chili dip. It's got to be done.
Yeah. All done in the air fryer.
Yeah.
I've got to put my hand up, mate. You were right. It was a food tat tea, but it was good.
Mm.
It wasn't gourmet, obviously, but it was all right.
No, it's just when you slightly can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And you just want to snack at things. You're not starving, you're just a bit peckish, a little bit hungry, can't be bothered cooking a full meal, so you go...
But those jalapeno...
A few bits in the air fryer.
Those jalapeno peppers dipped in that sweet chilli sauce.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, no, I've just thought... Sorry, Blenky.
No, you're not. You're not sorry at all.
So that food tap tea was amazing. So, question is... If you have a food tat tea, what would you have? What's on it? What's in it?
What's the spread? What's the platter?
Yeah, platter. Oh, we're talking about a platter later, aren't we? And one last thing. This is painting such a bad picture of us at the minute. We're supposed to be foodies.
Mm.
Gastronauts.
Yeah, well.
Last night's tea. Again, busy day,
then.
Wasn't it?
My head did not remember what I was having then.
We were absolutely flat out again yesterday.
Yes.
So, Morgan's been and done a shop to do one of our favourites, which is club sandwiches. chicken, bacon, tomato, lettuce, mayo, and all that kind of stuff. And I had to go out on a quick trip, go and do something, and on the way back, I rang him and said,
have you started yet? That was the first thing you said.
Have you started making them? No, why? Do you fancy chips and gravy? Chips and gravy.
Yeah.
Chips and gravy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was great.
So I did, flew in. Can I have two large chips, please, and two large tubs of gravy?
You see, that's a talking point as well.
Go on.
It's got to be the tub of gravy for me.
Yeah, I don't
want
it on.
If you pour it over the top, the soggy.
Yeah, no soggy. Correct, dipping them in. But what else, what little surprise did I have for you on top of the chips?
Oh, you got me some grits on top.
Some what?
Is it grits? Not grits.
Oh, scraps.
Scraps.
Where are you?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, let's have some grits for tea.
Can you tell I'm losing my mind today?
And honestly, chips with batter scraps on top, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Incredible. Right, that's it for that food tap now. It's only going to get better, I promise you. I promise you. Right, we're going to nip off for a sec. He's going to make me that mocha choco latte, whatever it is.
Head a rattle as well.
Give me head a rattle.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
It's time to ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad, the official BMW motorbike centre for Lancashire. That sound you hear is the road calling you back, and it's time to answer. Choose your companions, choose your journey, discover the view around the next bend, and always take the long way home. So don't wait, it's time to get out there. Visit us on Preston Docklands or search Bowker BMW Motorrad. Discover your next journey and make life a ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad.
Hey Ribble Valley. Are you settling for average internet? Voneus is now here, bringing ultra-fast broadband across your community. Say goodbye to buffering and hello to seamless streaming, brilliant browsing and fun family FaceTime. With Voneus, there are no mid-contract price hikes. For broadband speed that'll blow your mind, but prices that won't blow your budget, visit voneus.com. Voneus. Join the switch to better broadband.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
breaking news. Yes. Please make sure we get this right. I don't want you having to wobble through this.
I won't. Going back a little bit to the food tart, I have something on a similar category but slightly different.
Right.
What did you have for your tea the other night?
Noodles.
Noodles, yeah. Do you know what brand they were?
They were those that you bought from the wholesalers in the red packet.
They are Buldak Ramyun, so it's a South Korean brand of instant noodles.
Yeah.
And you were like, blimmin' heck, these are a bit spicy.
Oh, honestly, no, seriously. I got to the end, I was absolutely sweating cobbers.
Well, on that topic, that brand of noodles has been banned in the Netherlands.
No.
For being too spicy.
Really?
It's a health risk, and the worried children are, you know,
thinking about it a little bit like a pot noodle.
Yeah, doing it for, well, the article was saying there were kids that were challenging their mates to try and eat a bowl of this.
No, they were hot. And you made the soupy bit for me, didn't you?
Yeah.
I put the veg on, the dried veg, and then I think you put that little paste thing in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that the similar stuff to the Ssangyong, not Ssangyong.
Gochujang.
Yeah. Is it similar to the gochujang
paste? Not really.
Paste?
Not really. It's a little bit different, but I don't get
honestly, no, seriously,
when I make those, I add extra hot sauce.
No, too hot.
They're not hot enough for me, and yet they're banned in a country for being too hot.
You know what that is, though, yeah?
You need to get a grip.
That's ridiculous.
The legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginning. What keeps the planet spinning? The force of the beginning. Look. Don't give in. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Nice again.
Red onion, rhubarb, and cider vinegar chutney, which I think will go perfect with these pies. So it'll be good to try it tomorrow.
Hang on, I'm looking at this now, and you always like say a chutney, and you say all these vibrant ingredients, like, you know, your sweet red onion.
If you're dissing my chutney now, I'm telling you.
No, I'm not dissing your chutney. I'm saying, but you're saying the ingredients like sweet red onion and rhubarb, and you'd expect this bright red colour, and it's not. It's like it's a bit more mottled brown, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's burnt amber.
All right. Burnt umber.
No, amber.
Amber, all right.
It's a rich golden brown.
Golden question.
Oh, try selling it, will you?
No, chutneys, to be fair, never really look amazing.
And I have to appreciate, as I hope that you guys will, that it's not really nice on its... It's not that it's not nice on its own, but you're...
No, but it's always an accoutrement.
Accoutrement.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Still shaking my head. Right, go on then, let me try
it. Right, so have a quick taste of that. So basically what I did was fried off some red onions, added a little brown sugar, then the cider vinegar, whilst in a pan at the side I've been stewing some rhubarb. Into the rhubarb again, I put a little bit of, tiny little bit of garlic, black pepper, salt, and something that is much maligned, a tiny pinch of MSG. Now, I need your, before you tell us what you think of that.
All right.
I need your brain power. MSG is actually not that bad as people make out, is it?
It's more a case of some people have, like, certain intolerances to it.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's only like it tends to be like a really minor intolerance. It's not like you're going to break out in rashes or start feeling ill or anything like that. But it can give people headaches.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is why some people that say they go to a Chinese and it always gives them a headache.
But it is an incredible flavour enhancer. Mm. Now, when I say a pinch, I mean literally, you know, a thumb and forefinger pinch of MSG. And I've tried it before I put it in, then put it in and tried it again, and the difference is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it's basically enhanced salt.
Right, okay.
Is the best way of describing it, really. If you were to try it on its own, it tastes like uber-concentrated salt. It's this very... like, there's no other way of describing what it tastes like other than savoury.
Right, okay, so, thoughts on that chutney?
That is really nice.
And, I mean, a little bit...
Sorry, no, although you just said it was really nice, and then I had to, like, just clear my mouth for a second. You'd already started talking again.
Okay, go for it.
Right. There's a really nice, that sort of, like, it's not citrus, it's that sharpness of the vinegar comes through, but then you get the tartness of the rhubarb, which kind of, like, boosts that whole tartness, bitterness up on that side, but yet you've got that really nice, mellow, sweet, caramelised onion coming through as well.
Yeah.
And it just balances it out nicely, because I'm guessing, is it majority onion?
It is.
Yeah. So you've used more of the onion to balance out the tart and the, yeah, and the cider from...
Let me just ask you this. Which would you prefer to have that on? a pork pie or with a lump of nice cheese?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, both, please.
Both.
Yeah, no, I'm not choosing one. Give me both. Right now.
Now, last week, I had to go on a little bit of a road trip. To help out our good friend Monsieur Lloyd Hartley, and we went to Pickering to collect a motorbike and sidecar.
Ronnie,
who lives here, Ronnie, and it's a vintage motorbike and sidecar.
Yeah.
Okay. So we went to pick that up, and on the way to Pickering, you go through Helmsley. Now we've been to Helmsley a couple of times on like lads camping trips. Where we parked in the town centre, I found this little shop, and it was like cakes and cheese and meats and things. I could not resist.
Mm.
So I went in, and she said, "Hello, what can?" No, she went, "Hello, what can I get you?" I said, "Cheese." She went, "Which one? We've got plenty." I said, "You choose." And she chose me an English brie, which was...
Oh, that was to die for. But the fridge stinks.
It does.
It's a smelly cheese.
It is a smelly cheese.
It's so good.
It's so tasty.
So much so that we've now got it in its own Tupperware tub.
Yeah. And together with a local to Helmsley vintage cheddar.
Mm.
Now, for me, that vintage cheddar was... really eatable on its own.
Oh, I have been
I wouldn't want to put it with anything because it had like a sweet, nutty, biscuity taste,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And being a vintage, obviously it's been hanging around for a bit, but that crust on the outside, you were shying away from that.
It's just a bit, it's not crunchy, but it's just a different texture of cheese, and I just like cheese.
But the flavour of
it. The flavour of it is very nice. It does add a very... You see, I almost want to say truffly kind of flavour.
No, I agree. You've nailed it with that. I couldn't think of the word I wanted to use, but that's nailed it. Yeah.
It's that really sort of like, not soily,
earthy.
But like earthy, nutty sort of flavour that it just, it's like the, that that's in the cheese, but on the rind, it's just enhanced.
So, I've just had a thought on, oh, this is going to do Blinky's head in. On tonight's club sandwiches, instead of putting Philadelphia... Let's let that brie come up to room temperature and have brie, bacon, chicken, lettuce, mayo.
You're saying that, but I might be changing my mind on a club sandwich now.
Why?
I might be going down to the Old Fresco and getting me a jar of cranberry sauce.
What for? Oh, bacon brie, and cranberry.
Hey.
Put that purple skirt on, you know it makes me hot. He said, come on, come on, get on, get up, look like you're enjoying my company. Holmes said he can't change a word, you're not the one of my fools. You were born to have my baby now. Don't cry, my precious one, cause I ain't got no sympathy for you. And I feel like I wanna bite his head off, yeah that'd be fun, cause I sure got an appetite. I click my heels together three times, it sparked a little but nothing happened, and the big bad wolf's still in my bed. I feel, I sometimes think that you forget it. Your halo ain't fitted that good for a little while now. You ain't got that certain glow that I get a kick out of. Like it bothers me, I'm taking it on the chin with a grin. But my feet are itching and itching. He says, don't cry my precious one, cause I ain't got no sympathy for you. I feel like smash his face in, yeah that'd be fun, cause I sure got a fist for a fight. I click my heels together three times, it sparked a little but nothing happened, and the big bad wolf's still in my bed. I feel with you when you're knocking on wood. And I got to thinking I was worth more than he put on my boots. I got a soul if you get down to the root. Oh, 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 yeah.
Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
1, 2, 3, 4. MC Hub is the ultimate place for bikers. Why? Because they offer the best prices, huge choice of stock from all the well-known brands, and most importantly, epic customer service. Browse two floors crammed with anything and everything you may be looking for. Main dealer for RST and an RI service centre. So, come and have a brew, a chat, try stuff on, go home happy. Yeah, it's that easy. Visit MC Hub, just off the M65 at Junction 4, Darwin Services. Signposted all the way, or simply Google MC Hub Darwin.
Looking for a delightful dining experience in the heart of the Ribble Valley? Look no further than Hindalini's restaurant at Gisborne Park Estate. Open every day from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Hindalini's serves up mouth-watering dishes made with love and locally sourced ingredients. From English classics like fish and chips to our famous full English breakfast, there's something for everyone. Our vibrant outdoor setting with regular live music, peaceful walks around the estate after lunch, and we are dog-friendly and even have water bowls and treats for them. Book your table online today and treat yourself to a culinary adventure at Hindalini's. Visit gisbornparkestate.co.uk for more information.
Summer is here, and so is the Shackleton's Home and Garden Summer Sale. Ready to transform your outdoor space? Get up to 50% off on stunning lifestyle garden sets like the Aruba Lounge, Salama Dining and Bermuda Corner Suites, in stock and ready now. Plus, enjoy 15% off all rugs, perfect to style your patio. And don't miss the free electric upgrade on selected Himola recliners. Shackleton's Home and Garden, Chapman. Shop online or drop by our showroom today. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Run In in Blackall.
Oh, I think I know what you mean.
And Ray, the he was a plumber, actually, that we'd known for many years. He was the guy that ran the place. And do you know what he used to put on football nights?
Ryan Bays?
No.
Oh.
Stew and Hard. Do you know what that is?
Oh, like a stew with a really hard, not short crust, but like a pastry biscuit almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like stewed beef.
Yeah.
In like a, I don't know.
Like a broth soup.
No, sort of like a pate. It was solid in jelly.
Oh.
So it was like a jellied beef, if you will. And then the hard were these crispy bread, like tortilla type things that you broke a bit off, put a bit of stew on there. A really, really old fashioned traditional. And I know Big
that
Phil.
That's pretty good though.
Big Phil knows about them. Because we were talking about it last time,
sounds,
we were talking about
really
the summit. And on that note, thank you so much for joining us on the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. Have yourselves a great Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Plays music like this. And this. And this. Love music. Love Ribble FM.
eyes, I feel like I could disappear. I could overflow an ocean with the cavalcade of all my tears. And I know I sound dramatic, but that's just how it feels. She said, I'm holding to the notion that I'll find something real. And I just wanna be wanted. Oh, I could use a little love sometimes. I just need to be needed. Oh, I'd like to know I'm crossing someone's mind. I just wanna be someone that somebody needs. I just wanna be more than a drop in the sea. I just wanna be counting up my karma, and I think it's time to cash it in. I'm tired of living in the shadow of a mountain of what might have been.